Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. Thank you so much for joining us. And again, we ask you to duplicate our efforts. Play this for people that you think could be persuaded to not vote for Kamala. And she is an existential threat to America. She absolutely is. But we're going to talk to you today about how she got to where she is. And where she's likely to go. And this is just going to be a 30,000 foot overview because you could literally write books on this topic. Additionally, I'm going to remind you to, if you haven't voted early, please vote early. Please, please vote early. If you've already voted, hey, thank you. Now get nine other people to do the same thing. So we have a total of 10. We need to duplicate ourselves because the cheat factor is off the charts and it has to be for this person to win. Hey, we are brought to you by a great product right here. And let me see if I can center it here. Okay, there we go. NanoSoma spray. This product, I believe, saved my life. Gave me my lifestyle back, and I'm doing things I haven't done in 25 years because it boosts the immune system. And we all have different things going on, but all the different things going on would benefit from this use. This is also really good for boosting the immune system to ward off what could be coming. And it works great. It's the biggest breakthrough in natural healthcare history. And you've never heard me say that. Some of you have been following me since the beginning of when I started a radio show in 2007, started writing in 2004. And some of you are just saying, I've never heard you say that. Now, this is absolutely true. There are good products out there, darn good products. And America is so advanced. But this product is just something I think everyone should be on because of its preventative qualities. And because of its ability to help the immune system reverse what's going on. So whatever you got going on, I highly recommend this. So go to iwantmyhealthback.com. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. That's myhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Wow. How did she get to where she is? Let me just take you back in time. It's March of 2024. Couple of polls came out, and they weren't political polls. They weren't GOP or MAGA or anything like that. They were just regular polls. And they found Kamala to very likely be the most unpopular vice president in history. She was even unpopular with her own people. She chose her staff as vice president, chief of staff. The support staff, she chose them all. 92% of these people left because they couldn't stand working with her. She's lazy. She's not talented. She has no vision and she treats people like garbage. And this has been widely reported before she became a presidential candidate. I got to tell you, the Democrats, if they lose this election and they can't cheat enough to win, there's going to be a lot of hand-wringing in the aftermath. They're going to be saying, why didn't we bring in Hillary as this magical candidate that can save the day? Michelle Obama was never a consideration. This person politically couldn't lead their shoes into the closet. They don't have any experience. But Kamala really doesn't either. She stutters. She's too lazy to learn the issues. She doesn't like prepping. Her work ethic is substandard. This is what the people say about her who leave her. And we need to take them seriously. And here's how this translates into being a president. This is not just a hit piece. This is a pragmatic analysis of what a president would look like under her. Okay? When you're lazy, you stutter, you have to have someone standing behind you. To telling you what reporters to call on. You can't do an interview without predetermined questions. And then if you go into hostile territory like Fox, unlike Trump, every day, unlike J.D. Vance, tremendous work every day, that they'll take any and all questions. They have to try to protect her. And even with the softball, pre-recorded, taped over, edited interviews, she still sounds like a blithering idiot. And you want that person to go to the G7 conference and negotiate America's position in anything? And let me remind you, she is part of the administrative team that signed an agreement on September 22nd, sacrificing American sovereignty for global governance. And that's the term that's used in that document that they signed 11 times. 11 times they said this. You're not hearing about it now. The work is done. That's done. Now, the implementation starts if she's president. If Trump comes in, he'll blow it up just like he did the TPP that tried to do the same thing. And it was an agreement disguised as a free trade agreement, which it was not. It was 12 nations giving over control of their countries to individual business panels in their country, 23 to be exact. And they would have had authority over the Supreme Court. This is totally unconstitutional, but they did it over Congress, over the president. They wouldn't even let the members of Congress read it. They let Rhino traitor, GOP pretender, Paul Ryan, yeah, Paul Ryan, same Paul Ryan that when he went to work for Fox as a package deal, like bringing on BlackRock at the same time as their major asset manager for News Corp, the owner of Fox. They got rid of Tucker within 2 weeks. That Paul Ryan. He was allowed to read these documents with the TPP. This wasn't national security. This wasn't a military secret weapon that had to be kept under wraps. They knew that if most people in Congress and Senate read this, they would never vote to give away their country. That was the TPP. Well, she was part of a group that just did the same thing with the United Nations. Summit of the Future. I have done a lot of shows on this. It's on my website at thecommonsenseshow.com. You can go there, put that in. You can read it. There were 148 overarching points to this agreement. I covered what I thought were the most serious 15. And she's part of this. That's called treason. She took an oath to defend the Constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic. She's a domestic enemy, although not quite. Do you know where this person was raised? She wasn't raised in the United States. She was raised in Montreal. And I still have suspicions whether or not she's a legitimate candidate for president based on the natural born citizen provision of the Constitution. I'm not convinced that she is. At this point, it's water under the bridge. We really can't go back and look at this, but I do think it could be grounds for impeachment at some point in the future. The lies that she has told, well, as you know, I was raised in a middle-class family. No, she wasn't. Two PhD parents, a brilliant scientist for a mother, a Stanford professor eventually for a father. They didn't live in any middle-class neighborhood. You know, I worked at McDonald's when I was 16 years old. I was 16. Do you understand that you should know? My first manager, the overarching manager for the store, was a guy named Buzz. He was a retired senior master sergeant from the Air Force. And he reminded me a lot of my dad. Just get the job done. I don't want to hear any excuses. I loved the guy. I loved him. Guy named Dean was the caller. How many fries? How many shakes? How many hamburgers? Guy was talented. He was number two. And these guys were like doing yard work with my dad. Now, if I can remember that from being 16 years old, you tell me Kamala can't do the same thing? She didn't work at McDonald's. And if you're gonna lie about that, how can we trust anything you do for the American people? That's the kind of person that'll lie about upholding your oath to the Constitution while you sign an agreement that gives our sovereignty away. Okay, let me go back in time too. In 2019, she ran for president. She got eviscerated by Tulsi Gabbard, and eventually she lost her standing. She was given the most money And she got, count them. Are you ready? Count them. Zero votes for the nomination in 2019. Zero. And how many votes did she get this time? You guessed it. Zero. She could very well be the only president, elected or selected, depending on your view, that ever held the office without receiving one vote from within her own party. That's pretty bad. She is a media creation because they have to hide who she really is from the public. Okay? She said, I'm against fracking. On the 101st day of my office, I'm going to give Congress 100 days, 101st day. I'm taking the guns. I'm sorry. I can't unsee what I've seen. It's like you can't unring the bell. I can't unsee what I saw her say. This is a matter of public record. She said that. And then in her campaign, what does she say? Oh, Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. That won't happen. And to prove the point, Tim Walz went out hunting and they tried to make it like a professional documentary. And the frickin' liar couldn't even load his own shotgun. What a jokester he is. We're going pheasant hunting. Well, what's this? A shotgun. Oh, this is how you load it, Mr. Governor. Pretty amazing, isn't it? Everything they do is choreographed and scripted. And they're only running on two issues. One is abortion, and they're lying about that consistently. And the other issue is I hate Donald Trump. And when I'm running out of ways to tell you how much I hate Donald Trump, I'll tell you more reasons why I hate Donald Trump. He's an existential threat to democracy. Well, let's see, let's wait a second. In congressional testimony, of which she was the number two person in this administration, we know that they went to big tech. This has been congressional testimony. And they said, censor that person. Don't let that view across. And this was preparatory to the 2020 election. Then after the 2020 election, it got worse. Don't you let them talk about anything other than taking a vaccine. HCQ, ivermectin, don't mention, even though we know they work, they're medically viable. The research shows it. Doctors stood behind it. And you need to go after doctors who do this. Yeah, that's who she is. She's a media creation. She favored criminals when she was attorney general. She covered up child sex trafficking out of one of the local Catholic churches. She stopped all Freedom of Information Acts regarding that case. We've documented that. I documented that in the campaign of 2020. Said, you're the vice president. This is what you're getting. If Biden dies in office and he's old enough to consider this, we need to look at who would take his place. And I went through her record as attorney general. I mean, it's not a secret, and I'm not using this in pejorative terms, but she basically slept her way to the top. And that's prevailing judgment. The nickname for her in California is Horizontal Harris. And this isn't an X-rated presentation. This is just a statement of the facts. She didn't get to where she got because she had great ideas, got implemented, and made things better for American citizens. That didn't happen. That didn't happen. She forcibly had criminals released that continued their murdering ways, Sinaloa cartel members. You could get into insinuations. I'm not going to go there with you, but I'm just telling you, her actions cost American lives when she was the Alameda County District Attorney and when she was Attorney General of California. This woman was a wrecking crew. And then she kept black men, primarily black men, not exclusively, in prison past their sentences, like they're doing with Steve Bannon. She kept him in past their sentences. Why? Cheap labor. Cheap labor for who? Oh, for some Fortune 500 that benefit from the prison labor. That should be totally illegal. And then also, too, she kept these people in prison to do work for the state, helping a failed budget because of all their liberal expenditures on illegal aliens. That's who she is. They can't have you know this, so she can't run. She answers in soliloquies. She answers in memorized epitaphs to this cause, that cause, but she's not. I was raised in a middle-class family. No, you weren't. You don't know what the people are going through. She has no idea what the people are going through. And I object to her because she was not raised in America. How can you possibly be the president? Now, I'll grant you this. If your dad was a four-term ambassador to some country and you were raised on embassy grounds, I wouldn't be making this statement. That's a whole different ball of wax because you're still associated with American institution. But she grew up a Canadian. A Canadian should not be the president, nor should any dual citizen. And this is one of the things I'd change if I was president. We have Congress with a lot of dual citizenships. And people who are anti-Jewish like to say, yeah, it's just Israel. No, that's not true. It's a lot of countries. Which 50% are you for America and which 50% are you for the other part of the country? Well, even though she's not necessarily a dual citizen, oh, but she is, who's she going to serve? I'll tell you who she's going to serve. She's going to serve the global elite. This media creation that reminds you of the movie Wag the Dog. Remember media creation to have a war? And then they snuffed out the producer of the movie to keep the event secret. Well, she's that kind of creation. This is Wag the President. And this is who she is. And if you elect her people, there is nothing that won't be done to you if it furthers the cause of consolidation of communist power that's being installed right now before your eyes. Oh, wait a minute. You don't think that's true? Well, how about the congressional testimony? We have to suppress all views. We have to kill the First Amendment. We really want your gun so you can't resist the tyranny that's coming. And then how about the treatment of J6 prisoners? Trump was asked, would you release them all? Case by case basis. Good answer, Mr. President. Very good answer. And then he said, but some of them have been treated horribly. Yeah, like a grandmother being denied her cancer medication until she dies. A Navy veteran, an officer who was at the Capitol at the rally, never did anything else but stand outside and in horror watch what was going on. And they put him in solitary confinement for 54 days and he was in bad health and he was handicapped. And then they didn't charge him anything because they couldn't prove he did anything. This is absolutely amazing. And her administration, right? What did they do? They took Owen Schroyer, works for InfoWars. He didn't go into the Capitol. He told people it was a setup. Don't go in. You're being set up. You would think that man would be a hero in their eyes. But no, they went back to some things he said on a broadcast they didn't like, and they put him in prison for violation of his free speech rights. This is who she is. And this is how America will be governed. It will be like Stalinist Russia, where you will go to jail for an expressed political opinion. No one has the right to censor you. You can't threaten people, and that's the extent. You can't reveal national secrets if you are in the government. But everything else, you should be able to say. If you think that monkeys should have sex with dogs, well, you have the right to say it, no matter how bizarre that sounds. But if you also say, it's my opinion that masks don't work, oh, wait a minute, we're going to wreck your life if you do that. And by the way, Fauci said it before anybody else. Ladies and gentlemen, her popularity, as you see here on the screen, was in the toilet prior to her becoming the candidate. Now she's the candidate of the good vibes, and she never gives you a position. I'm going to cut taxes for 100 million Americans. Oh, wait a minute. How are you going to afford to do that when your deficit spending is causing inflation, killing these people? Inflation is a tax. So if you want to cut the major tax that's killing America, then you'd stop spending money that you don't have. $36 trillion in debt, record increase in debt since they took over. I could keep going on and on, people. This woman is not for America. She's a stooge puppet, and she will end up being the enforcing mechanism of the agreement that this administration signed on September 22nd to adhere to global governance. Well, you'll be taxed at international rates. Your health care will be run by the World Health Organization. I'm sorry, it's all codified in the agreement they signed. Now, it's technically a treaty. It's illegal for them to do this. A treaty, as you remember from your government education days, you have to go into the Senate and have a two-thirds approval. They bypassed it. Oh, it's just an agreement. So rather than calling it what it is, a treaty, it's an agreement. And that agreement is going to take away your rights as an American citizen. And let me remind you, 75% of the nations in the United Nations are run by tin horn dictators that don't bat an eye to kill a dissenter. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Make sure you check us out on our newsletter, thecommonsenseshow.com/newsletter, or you can go to the site and it's in the upper right-hand corner. And all we need is your email. That's all we need. We don't sell your stuff like Facebook. Okay. So it's all we need is your email. Jump on, and it's one-stop shopping for everything we do each and every day with a nightly mailing.